Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Where's my Vinny?
I'm right here.
Hi.
I am here.
Oh, thank goodness.
My camera's not here, but it's working on it.
Okay. That's fine. I just, you know, it's just I looked up and went, where's my Vinny?
I'm right here. How are you?
I need my Vinny. Vinny, why isn't it Friday yet? I don't understand this whole Thursday thing.
It's funny that you say that.
Why is that?
Because apparently that's going around.
Other people are like, why is it not Friday yet?
Last night the missus was like, well, basically what you just said. While she cracked her first beer of I don't know how many after I go to bed.
Uh-oh. I don't mean to laugh at that. I just
no, she's look. You know, I was talking. I went for a surf with my friends, the Cooks.
Yeah, Peter and Mrs.
His wife,
Cook,
Krista. Anyway, they both were. We both went out. Where all three of us hung out, and one of the things that she was saying, and I couldn't help but just laugh and think, yep. She was like, this is just the year of what now? What's next?
It really is. You know, just when you think you have it all together, you're like, all right, I'm dealing. Okay. Then someone goes, oh, by the way, no!
Right.
Don't even
no,
say it.
And I really did. It was just an off-the-hand remark, and we were sort of paddling around in the ocean, so it went by quick. But as I thought about it later, I thought, I have said what now a lot this year, like more than probably ever.
What now? I mean, I actually kind of like that. Like the year of what now? What now?
What now? As you look to the sky and think, can we really take any more?
It is debatable. Can we take any more?
I don't know. I bet if you ask the people of the North Bay, they've been saying that a lot too.
Yeah.
Man.
What a year. It's one for the books.
I'll tell you today, the what now is we're hitting triple digits in the South Bay, the East Bay. Let me double check Napa. But yeah, I think it's triple digits, you know, most. And then San Francisco and Oakland right on the water there, they'll be in the 80s, but it's going to be hot today.
It was hot yesterday, and I'm looking at 8 degrees hotter today.
Yeah.
So.
And if you're really ready for the what now, there's also a flex electricity warning, meaning we could get our stuff turned off today as well.
And also don't do laundry. Don't do the things you need to do. Just
well, look,
down.
And I don't know your situation, where you live, what you're up to, but if you can open your windows now and let a lot of cool air in.
Right.
You know, if you shut those around, I don't know how quick it's going to heat up, but 8 or 9, you could at least let some cool air in.
Hey, Bryn, can you pull up purpleair.com? I'm actually wondering if it's okay to open my windows at this point. Yesterday, it got not great here. It was not anything like it was a few Wednesdays ago when we had that day on Mars, but it was, you could feel it in your lungs. Like, I got to go inside. Plus, it's too hot anyway. I should be in. What am I doing outside? What am I outside for? What now? What's happening?
Right.
You're in the hundreds, Sarah. Let's see.
That's not as bad as it has been, but still. Mm. What about elsewhere? I mean, obviously, north is going to be worse. But how's Melbourne?
Well, I looked up Walnut Creek. You're talking about the air quality.
The air
now,
quality,
right?
Yeah.
Downtown's looking like it's average about 100 as well. There are some less, some a little bit more. So
that's bad. It was in the 20s a couple days ago. I was like, oh.
Yeah, everything's orange.
Oh, boy. Well, look, I mean, it's a trade-off, right? You want to cool your house down so that you don't have to turn your AC on.
Right.
And but also, it's nice to keep the house buttoned up where it doesn't smell like smoke. You decide. I'm not going to make that decision.
Anyway, triple digits in the north, south, and east bays. So today's the peak. Like a week, it's going to gradually go down after today. And a week from today, it'll be 70.
Oh. So is this the end of this heat wave that's lasted
Well, no,
six weeks?
Because the gradual go down still keeps us in the 90s tomorrow.
But like, you know, next week when we hit the 70s.
Yep.
That's the end. No more of this.
Oh, right. Yeah, permanently.
Right?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yep, I can promise that.
Thank you.
Easy.
Promises. Huh? I love it. I'll promise you whatever you want. It's the weather. Nobody can predict that. Literally nobody. Yeah, it's a...
let me get on.
Anyway, it's Thursday. You know, I will say the one shining light for me today, and I don't know if you watched Big Brother last night.
I did.
Yeah, I do love the show and also hate the show. Even my son was saying, I might be done with this. I'm like, Riley, it's just about to get good. It's just about, like, they're going to have to start picking each other off. Tonight is a triple eviction episode. 2 hours. Hurrah.
Well, do you think that have they done this before?
No. Double eviction is the most they've ever done.
Right. I think that this might very well be them saying, this is an audible, like, you guys, this season sucks.
They should have called it a couple weeks ago, don't you think? I'm like,
yeah.
Get rid of as they were picking off floaters in the most boring fashion, this is when they should have done it. But yeah, it's a triple eviction, and hopefully you're right. This is an audible. Call it.
Right. So I do think, you know, if you watch and you hear that Enzo kid, I mean, he's not a kid. I just, that's slang.
Yeah, he's our age. He's like 45 years old.
He's one that says, it's enough. We got to do something. Like, I get it. You're trying to win the money. That's why you're there. But it's also a TV show. And you guys are putting on a terrible TV show right now.
Yeah.
And I do think that through this different seasons of these reality shows, and I assume probably the people that are best at it are the housewives, but knowing you have a show and having some drama and some action involved creates a good show. This idea that everyone laying low and, you know, in the weeds waiting for, you know, the first strike is like, okay, well, let us know when you guys want to do a show and we'll come back.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, do a show for people. You're on a TV show. Duh.
Yeah, on a theoretical level, you're absolutely right. And if they told these people, come in here, sit down, we're going to explain to you about TV. It would work if they were getting paid and this wasn't their, and they weren't also playing a game. The problem is, once you find, that's the problem with this show. Once you find a comfortable rut to lay in, that's where you lay until it's time to, you know, make it. So unfortunately, like, you're absolutely right. The Real Housewives, they know that their financial success is tied to that. So they got to make it as interesting as possible. These other people are like, well, what I got to do is lay low and win the show.
Right. But I also think through the years you've seen people and they haven't won. So that isn't, encouraging. But there have been people. One of my favorites was that... that move that Johnny Fairplay kid made on Survivor,
so
when he said, when he had his visitor pre-planned to show up and say his grandma died. I mean, it's ruthless. It's ugly. It's not, you know, you're messing with grandma there, but
he didn't
also
win.
Genius TV. Like,
great TV.
When he looked at the camera and said, my grandma didn't die. I just said that. I had him say that so that we could, you're like,
right.
Whoa. Another level, dude.
Yeah, that was actually sort of eye-opening because it was like, oh, well, yeah, they pre-plan things. That's interesting. Huh. That's pretty good. You know, I'll give it to Survivor. They had a couple right off the bat, like maybe episodes or seasons 6, 7, 8 got a little boring. They have rejuvenated that show and made enough changes year over year and cast it well enough that I continue to absolutely love Survivor. Mm-hmm. Big Brother, come on, guys. Your big shakeups in the house are not shakeups. Like Dr. Will, what a nothing addition to the...
Right.
Great, I get to look at that guy's weird face. Look, dude, if you're going to plump and fill and contour and get your makeup just right, also dye your hair black because your young-looking plump face and your shaved chest, which is so weird, don't really go with the silver-streaked hair. Like, I don't know what he's selling there.
You know,
I'm not sure about Dr. Will.
Because I've been going back and forth to the different sports I'm watching, I haven't seen him yet.
You haven't missed anything. He stands up on the balcony in his bathrobe and goes, hey, there's going to be prizes along with the veto today. I mean, honestly, he's not participating in the show. It's not like they're out back and he's standing up on his balcony heckling them, which would actually be funny. He's just random. They're all sitting in the house watching him on a video monitor. Like, he might have cut these things 2 months ago. You know,
oh, my
before
God.
They even
this guy
the
thinks
house.
He's a model, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a plastic surgeon. Like, in real life, he
it
became...
It says dermatologist,
oh,
but...
okay. All right. So, an esthetician, then, more or less, because I think people go in there and get Botoxed.
Yeah, I guess. Well, he, you know...
He's a victim.
He's handsome-ish, but all the pictures, when you pull him up, he's there he is in a tuxedo, there he is in a suit, there he is with his shirt unbuttoned.
Hot.
So he's definitely someone. Oh wow, there's him young when he was on Big Brother 2.
Yeah.
Is that it? He's from the second season of this show.
Yeah, Big Brother 2. He might have come back for like a, you know, All Star reunion show or whatever those are called.
Huh. Well, he does not look like he did.
No, he doesn't.
You're right.
Well, he looks like he jacked his face up. You know,
right.
People do it. But that's. You know, when I recently went to the dermatologist.
Oh, yeah. How's your butt?
It's fine. But, you know, we were all wearing masks. And I thought it was really weird because the lady, the I'm not going to say her name, the dermatologist, but she's pretty. You know, I you could tell from her eyes that she's pretty. And she's, I don't know, maybe a little younger than me. Maybe in her 40s. Maybe closer to my age. Hard to tell with people who are clearly, you know. What do they call it when a drug dealer starts taking their own drugs? You don't
well,
sip
yeah,
from your
just
own
supply.
Yeah. You don't.
Yeah, you don't. Is that what it is? You don't hit your own supply. Yeah,
you don't get
don't
high,
get
on,
high
your own
on your
own.
Supply.
Oh,
supply.
Don't get high on your own supply. Well, I really feel like that's the thing with dermatologists. They have access to all this amazing stuff because she actually goes to me. We're sitting across from each other. You know, I'm sitting in the examination chair.
Uh-huh.
And she's like on a stool.
Are you naked at this point? Or
I'm not.
Is that later?
I'm not. I just don't. I have my knees exposed because that's the only place where there's any kind of affliction. Not my butt, but we will be showing that later. So she's sitting in the stool across from me, and she goes, "You know, we're talking." She goes, "Well, we won't be able to take our masks off, but you know, for any period of time. But this is what I look like." And she takes her mask off and like.
Oh.
Smiles at me, and she's, I mean, I don't know for sure, because I don't know what people do to themselves, but she's for sure plumped and filled.
Hmm.
And I thought, is she showing me because she wants me to do that? Like, is she, because she can't see, I could be plumped and filled too. She doesn't know I'm behind a mask.
I could see that being a nice, I mean, she's about to ask you to take your pants off. Maybe this is her way of warming you up, letting you know I'm a nice lady.
I'm a good looking lady who's going to take a look at your bum bum.
There's no fangs under here. We're just two nice ladies in a room taking our clothes
off. With another lady too. There was another lady in there too.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it wasn't just the doctor who got to see my hiney. Yeah. Let's get it on, doctor and nurse or assistant. Person, I don't know what the
yeah
what the
it sounds
is.
Like you had some fun. I like it.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. Anyway, so Dr. Will, I don't really understand why he's there, and that does not shake up the house, but Big Brother, 3 people evicted tonight, which means everyone, you're 3 weeks closer to this show being over and me stop talking about it.
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
Because it just occurred to me that I always end up naked in my dermatologist as well. Mm-hmm. So when a doctor says, do you want me to check you out, is your reaction always, well, yeah.
No.
Of course I do. I'm right here.
No, Vinny, that's you. You're like, test me for everything.
Right.
Tickle
it's
my
so
fanny.
Weird that that's a, whatever that's, you your know. Doc says, let me check you out. And you're like, no, I don't need that. I don't get
well,
it.
Well, yeah, because I don't need it. She goes, is there, you know, I'm telling her where the bumps and, you know, itchy parts are. And she goes, well, what's going on? And like, she specifically asked me about my, I can't remember what she called it, my butt. I can't remember what it was, but she's like, she goes, anything happening like on your butt? I'm like, no. She goes, well, let me see it. I'm like, no. She goes, well, yeah, let me. I mean, honestly, it was a bit of a negotiation. Like I was, there was a back and forth. It wasn't fun. I've been.
You tell her you weren't in the mood
so much. I wasn't in the mood. I'm never in the mood
right now.
Well, why didn't you order some wine? I mean, I'm sure they have it there.
Turn the lights down low. Yeah, no, I was not in the mood for it, and I've been thinking about it so much, like in the last few weeks, whenever, however long it's been since I went there, I'm like, what the f was that?
But you did.
I did what?
Show her your butt.
Because she coerced me. She talked me into it. I'm going to take a look at that. Like, you are? But I'm sitting on it right now. I got to get up. And there's a huge window in the room that looks out onto a view. I'm like, well, can you come over here so I can show it to you in this direction? I mean, it was a whole thing.
And did she?
She did. Well, I was hoping she'd be like, I don't feel like getting up. Forget it.
And did you have to take your thong off or did that
thong,
just stay on?
Please, I wear granny panties. I just pulled, and I didn't even pull it down all the way. I just sort of pulled them down a little bit. I was like,
oh,
here's a little
what
cheek.
What are you doing?
Lady.
There Come you've on. Got professional eyes on you to check you out for.
I don't need them. I can see my butt.
Potential pro. You can't see your butt.
I can't. I have mirrors. I can see my butt. And also, I would know if it was itchy or not. What's she trying to do here? What's going on here?
Well, she got a look at some celebrity ass. I don't see any problem with
she
that.
She did tell me shortly after that that she's a big fan of the show. I'm like, oh, great. Mm.
Great job.
I guess she told me after so that there'd be a better chance of her getting a look at my butt.
I think next you're going to get a print of your ass, and she's going to ask you to sign it.
Oh, I'll do
what
it.
What you don't know is there's cameras here taking photos of everything.
I know, right? Everywhere you go, there's a camera. There can't be a camera in an examination. There can't be. Please tell me there can't be. That seems wrong.
I don't know.
I'd have to tell you. She did take pictures of my knees and stuff.
What?
She took pictures of the crap I got on my knees.
Is that gone?
Mm. It's definitely settled way down. She gave me this. She gave me some cream.
Ah.
Yeah. Delightful. It's like sticky and gross to get your clothes over, but it works. It stops it from itching, which stops me from clawing at it, which stops it from turning into horrible looking. You should see my knees, man, honestly. And then the place where she took the biopsy too, like that's right on, it's right where it bends and it's just not healing. I mean, it's healing, but it's like a big divot and whatever.
That's normal.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. The biopsy spots are not. They're not. They're forever ruined. Anyway, look at the time. God, I feel violated.
I love that we talked about your butt for 30 minutes. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. KLLC, I'm just, kill me. I keep popping into my head like, why the hell did that happen? What could I have done to make that not happen, you know? Did I have to yell? No, you can't see my precious butt. It's precious and private to me. Get away. Step away. No.
It's brown. Oh, no. Gleaming gold.
Yeah. Perfectly tan. And you're never going to see it.
Smooth.
Dream on, lady. Dream on. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.